College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. I haven't received the furniture I ordered yet. Maybe I should call to check on it.
Don't worry. It takes at least a week to arrive.
What does the woman think the man should do? Question 2. Congratulations! I understand you've got a job. When will you start to work?
You must be thinking of someone else. I'm still waiting to hear the good news.
What does the woman mean? Question 3.
If it hadn't been snowing so hard, I might have been home by 9 o'clock.
It's too bad you didn't make it. Jane was here and she wanted to see you.
What happened to the woman?
Question 4. Janet's quite interested in camping, isn't she?
Yes, she often goes for weeks at a time.
What does the woman say about Janet? Question 5.
Good evening, Professor David. My name is Susan Gray. I'm with the local newspaper. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. Go ahead, please.
What is Susan Gray?
Question 6. Do you know Professor Johnson's brother?
I've never met him, but I've heard that he's as well known as Johnson herself.
What do we learn from the woman's reply? Question 7.
The movie starts in 5 minutes, and there is bound to be a long line.
Why don't we come back for the next show? I'm sure it will be less crowded.
What is the man suggesting?
Question 8.
Were you hurt in the accident?
I was shocked at the time, but wasn't hurt at all. My bike was totally damaged, though.
What do we know about the man?
Question 9.
Where were you on Christmas, David? I called you several times and nobody was home.
My parents and I traveled to Australia to visit my uncle. It was quite an experience to spend Christmas in summer.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 10. It's 7 o'clock already. Mary should be home by now.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that she called this afternoon and told me that she was going to a party at her classmate's house and wouldn't be home until 10.
What did Mary say she was going to do?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. A young man who refused to give his name dived into the river yesterday morning to save a 12-year-old boy. The boy ran away after he was rescued. He had been swimming in the river and had caught his foot between 2 concrete posts under the bridge. He shouted out for help. At the time, a young man was riding across the bridge on his bicycle. He quickly got down and dived into the river. He then freed the boy's foot and helped him to the riverbank where a small crowd had collected. The boy thanked his rescuer sincerely, then ran off down the road. He was last seen climbing over a gate before disappearing over the top of the hill. The young man, who was about 20 years of age, said, "I don't blame the boy for not giving his name. Why should he? If he wants to swim in the river, that's his business. And if I wanted to help him, that's mine. You can't have my name either." He then ran back to the bridge, got on his bicycle and rode away.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question 11. What happened to the 12-year-old boy? Question 12. What did the young man do when he saw the boy in danger? Question 13. What did the little boy do after he was rescued? Passage 2. Researchers have discovered a link between drinking and thinking. A moderate amount of alcohol may help us keep our mental abilities as we age. Brain scans show alcohol abuse kills brain cells, but little is known about the effects of lifelong drinking. So moderate drinkers may want to toast new findings from researchers at Duke and Indiana universities. Dr. Joe Christian of Indiana University says, "Men who have one or two drinks each day retain slightly stronger comprehension skills than the non-drinker or the heavy drinker." The doctor and his colleagues gave mental tests to nearly 4,000 male twins between the ages of 66 and 76. The moderate drinkers had slightly better reasoning ability than their brothers who drank more or less. Other studies have found that alcohol in moderation can help the heart, but alcohol abuse can cause bone loss and other health problems. This study was presented at an alcoholism meeting in San Antonio.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question 14. What has recent research found about drinking? Question 15. How would moderate drinkers feel about the new research findings? Question 16. Where was the result of the study first made public? Passage 3. On Christmas Eve, 1971, Julia Smith was taking a flight in Peru with her mother to join her father, a professor who was an expert on the jungle and the plants and animals living there. Unfortunately, the plane crashed in a storm. The passengers all died except Julia, who only had a few cuts. She was determined to survive. She had no map, only a bag of sweets and her torn clothes. She found a stream and followed it, trying to keep in the shade as much as possible because she had no hat. For 10 days she walked along the river, eating fruits from the trees. At night she slept near the riverbank on the ground which was wet from the rain. She often felt weak, but she refused to give up. On the 10th day, she arrived at a small hut. The three Indian hunters who visited the hut every 2 weeks rescued her and took her by boat to a small village from where she was flown to a hospital. She was safe at last.
Question 17 to 20 are based on the passage you've just heard. Question 17. Why was Julia taking a flight in Peru? Question 18. What happened to Julia after the plane crash? Question 19. Why did Julia try to stay in the shade when she walked along the river? Question 20. What did the three Indian hunters do? This is the end of listening comprehension.